Saturday morning, which means it's time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Happy Halloween, Jack. Good morning.
Thank you, and the same to you, Denny.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice one weather-wise.
Indeed. We're, especially after, what was that, blizzard was 20-some years ago, and people are talking about it like it was yesterday.
1991, I remember it well.
Wow. 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
I do remember that. What I remember mostly was when the thaw came in March, all the pumpkins all of a sudden appeared from under the melted snow. And those leaf bags that were like plastic and pumpkin head, everybody, it looked like it was Halloween in March.
Yes, yeah, timing is everything. Well, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, today I thought we'd talk about some issues in the wine world, shortages. And one of the most acute shortages is going to be the shortage of champagne. Now, there'll be no shortage of sparkling wines. There's plenty of sparkling wines from all over the world. But there are some very, very real shortages of real French champagne. Now, real French champagne comes from an area called Champagne, and it's a triangular area that's kind of north and east of Paris. And the area is all over chalk, so it produces very distinct wines. As a matter of fact, even people that know very little about wine, if you set in a row four different sparkling wines, one from Spain, one from Italy, one from the United States, and one from France, and the one from France happened to be Champagne, even the most nouveau palate would immediately recognize the quality of that wine. Champagne is just simply a remarkable wine. And it's very, very hard to duplicate that kind of quality and whatever in all the other places, even though they make it in Méthodos Champenoise, which is a very the champagne method. And it takes a long time to do that champagne method. It takes about 3 years before a bottle of the lowest level champagne is ready to come to market. So, and it's, champagne was built on other markets, not so much the French market initially. So right now there's several, we're in the fourth year of double-digit reduction in quality for many reasons. Frost, even the Champagne Committee, which is a regional body that sets all the rules for champagne. And champagne is a blended, it's not a vintage. You can get vintage champagne, but champagne is really blended, and it's primarily Pinot Noir and some Chardonnay and Pinot Blanc. But anyway, they blend all that together to get the same product, a little bit like Heinz ketchup. In other words, if you have a glass of Moët and Chandon 5 years ago and you're going to have one today, they want that wine to taste exactly as it did 5 years ago, and thus the blending. And they have achieved that. It's just remarkable. In fact, what set me off on this thing is I was talking to a friend of mine who runs the Philadelphia or the Pennsylvania liquor control, and they are limiting. You can get one bottle of Veuve Clicquot at any store, but only one a day. And that has been in effect now for about 3 weeks. So if you wanted a case of Veuve Clicquot and you lived in Pennsylvania, the next 12 days you'd have to make a trip to the state liquor store to get a bottle a day to collect the 12, and you might not even get that. And they're talking about raising that to maybe two bottles. But the shortage is really acute. We have, right here in Minnesota, had very little Veuve Clicquot over the last 6-7 months, and we expect to get some for the holidays, but we won't get as much as we usually do. And that applies to almost all the champagnes, not just Veuve Clicquot. The problem is the harvests have been good, but very, very modest. And as they said, this Committee of Champagne has set the limits on what you can pick of that. So reduced production are going to be really felt in the market in years to come. The next couple of years, this shortage isn't going to ease up at all. And you have to figure out that this applies to all the champagne, not just Veuve Clicquot, Bollinger, Moët and Chandon, Paul Roger, are just but a few of the champagne that are in very, very short supply. And it wouldn't hurt now. You know, we're almost, we should be probably talking about Halloween today, but tomorrow we are 2 months from New Year's Eve. And my advice to our listeners would be, if you want real French champagne, now is the time to buy it, or buy it as you can see it available, because I guarantee you, 2 months from today, the supply is going to be very, very diminished. And you know, there's several reasons to compound this. The pandemic around the world has tightened supply lines something fierce. And you just can't get things shipped, and and the truckers, because there aren't many truckers around the world, there's a huge shortage, are preventing things like cardboard and glass and all those things to be shipped. And so there's a shortage of everything, and one of the most acute shortages is the labor shortage. And that's another thing. In the French, of course, love to, all Europeans love to go on strike. And the French workers in Champagne have been going on and off strike for the past 3 months, and there appears to be no let up there. But Moët and Chandon, they walked off to demand the Macron bonus. Macron, being the president of France, agreed to give everybody a big bonus, and the workers at Moët and Chandon didn't feel they got theirs, and so they set off on strike. The company quickly settled and gave them the bonus, and they're back working. But the industrial unrest there is just not to be believed. So it isn't just their workers. The general workers' union and the truckers, etc., are all part of this. Plus, the blockage in the ports that you read about is very real. It isn't just affecting the chips for cars. It's affecting virtually everything, because if you can't get into a port, you have to wait your turn. And there's no way you can play piggy move up and move any faster than the port will allow. It's really a very, very difficult situation, in my opinion. And so, like I said, you know, champagne is a special, special wine. And bear in mind, I'm just talking about that area of France that's north and east of Paris, and it's the Champagne region. There's plenty of sparkling wine from around the world. You know, Italy has loads of Prosecco. Spain has loads of Cava. Our country has no problem at all with, you know, Corbel or Domaine Chandon or Jay, which is Jordan's sparkling wine. We have loads of sparkling wines. That's not the issue. But if you want real French champagne, that is an issue. And like I say, it's going to be very, very short supply. As you see it now, it would be my advice to buy it when you can, because when you're ready, you know, the week before New Year's, there isn't going to be any of your favorite champagne. And another factor in all this is going to be the rising prices. They've already started to inch those champagne prices up, and they weren't really cheap to begin with. And now they're not only more expensive, they're scarcer. So it's a real problem if you like to have real good champagne for your holiday. My advice to you would be shop right now and pick some up, and pick it up over the next few weeks while there is some. Then one of the other problems that I might mention, as long as we're reporting on supply, is New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. The problem there has been brutal, brutal frost. 2 years running, they were down 30% in the Marlborough region. And Marlborough region is the second largest Sauvignon Blanc producing area in the world after France. And they've been down 30% for the last 2 years. And the problem there was they had early warm weather in spring, so they had a bud burst. That means they budded a little early. And then that was coupled with an early frost, which killed those new budding. And thus the grape volume went down 30%. And it's the biggest Sauvignon Blanc shortage in the last 10 years. Demand has tripled, and there's widespread shortages all over the world. And this is millions of cases short, because New Zealand produces a good portion of the world's Sauvignon Blanc. And so that's going to be in short supply. If New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc is your forte, believe me, I encourage you to take a little look at that, because there's going to be real shortages of that. That isn't that. There's been shortages all summer, but they're going to be even more acute as we go into the fall time of year in the winter. So if your favorite is Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, I'd suggest you stock up on it. And the same thing is true with real champagne. Real French champagne, as I said when I started this thing, is really very different. There, you can't fool anybody when you taste them. I like a lot of different sparkling wines, believe me, from all over the world. But when you taste real French champagne, you know it. And when there's a shortage of it, that's a real problem, in my opinion. And most people, you know, have their favorite champagne. And when you can't get your favorite, there's big disappointment. So get your favorite now, and you won't be disappointed later on. Because even now, there's real shortages of all of those sparkling wines. And hopefully, we'll get some more to fill the gap. But take a hard look at Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand and champagne from France, because they're going to be in very, very short supply this coming holiday season.
Wow, what a story. And for folks that want to stock up now, at Haskell's, at any one of the Haskell's locations, that's where you want to go.
Well, sure. We have lots of champagne, but we may not have your favorite sparkling wine, but it wouldn't be hurt to put in an order now for it if you want to have it for your holiday entertaining.
Yeah.
The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine, and they're very good at pairing wine and food. We've been doing it for over 90 years. And so you just tell them what you're going to serve, let them do all the work, and believe me, they'll put you in touch with a bottle of wine that will not only complement that meal beautifully, but won't break the bank. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, a Haskell's in Excelsior at the Excelsior Dock, in Faribault, right off of 35, and Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines and spirits. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And lest we forget, we do have our wine guy, Ted Farrell, picked out four spooky wines. Seven Deadly Zins, Red Monster, The Culprit, and Windstorm Zinfandel. So if you want a bottle to bring in the spookiness of tomorrow's Halloween, pick up one of those great wet wines chosen by Ted. Seven Deadly Zins, Red Monster, Culprit, and Windstorm Zinfandel. It'll complement even candy.
I love those titles, those names. Jack, thank you so much. Again, happy Halloween to you guys at the Haskell's, and let's talk next week again.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that, and happy Halloween to you as well.
And our listeners, thanks very much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's. All right, get those lawn and garden questions ready. Next hour, our Smart Garden Show will be happening as usual. Next hour, Lawn and Garden Talk here on CCO. We could see lots of sunshine. We sure hope to all this week. But how about the high today here in the Twin Cities? Expected near 55 degrees, 45 the high tomorrow. See, right now the air is calm, dew point 34. Patches of fog, but our current CCO temperature reading at 36 degrees. Stay with us.